Martha Tyner grimaces, then grins as she warms up on her fiddle.
I'm a very squawky fiddler.
Tonight, she's not just a fiddler, she's a caller for a group of contra dancers.
It's the caller's responsibility to make sure that everyone is having a good time, that everybody is included. Obviously, there's mechanics of it. I have to know how the dance goes. I have to be able to explain the figures so that people can do them together. A lot of it is just coordinating so that the dancers are successful in making the dance happen. Are we ready? Anybody want to dance?
Tyner has been calling contra dances across central Illinois since 1980. This one, taking place in the community room of the Normal Public Library, includes a group of about 20 dancers who gather monthly in the spacious, fluorescent-lit area to engage in a type of social dance that dates back to the 17th century.
So you want to start with the big circle thing that we have often done?
Dancer Virginia Moody dubs it Jane Austen line dancing.
All right, so here we go. We're going to try forward and back. Two-hand turn your partner.
Martha, our teacher, explained that when people came to America, they couldn't afford dance lessons, so they hired a caller to call out the moves because they didn't have them memorized. It was very popular in the late 18th century, early 19th century, carried through a lot. I think there was a lot of Scotch-Irish background to it, went along with hootenannies, so you know they'd be doing the singing, and then the dancing was contra style.
Right hand star and left hand star. Did everybody end up on the side where you started? Pretty good.
This monthly excursion into Allemands and Do-Si-Dos takes the historic dance style and makes it fully accessible to everyone, including those on the autism spectrum. It was Virginia Moody's idea to establish the autism-friendly contra dance events. Although not familiar with the classic dance style, she learned about it after reading a book by neurobiologist Paul Zak called The Moral Molecule.
And he measured the oxytocin levels of all sorts of social interactions before, during, and after events. Weddings, going through college, exercise, dancing. And the group that had the largest surge of oxytocin was contra dancers. And I didn't know what it was, but I thought that might really be a great thing for autism.
Moody's son, Alex, is on the autism spectrum. She says the more she learned about contra dancing, the more she realized how adaptable it is for people like Alex.
And as we've seen at the library, we have people with other abilities coming in, and it's adaptable to them too, so it really fits a wide group. At this point, we're saying it's all people welcome, just, you know, accept everybody in terms of what they're willing to do, able to do when they dance.
So go ahead and walk around that way. Then back with your left hand. Then we got a couple new people, so remember Do-Si-Do, that's where you're just facing each other face to face. You pass each other by the right shoulder.
Exactly 1 year ago, Virginia Moody approached the Normal Public Library's John Fisher to pitch him the idea for new autism-friendly programming. Fisher says Moody mentioned contra dancing, and he said, I beg your pardon?
Virginia said, look it up on YouTube, you'll love it. So I looked, I did my research as a good librarian should.
And then he said yes.
I was excited. I thought it was a great idea. I thought it was another opportunity for us to welcome more community members into our library that perhaps never felt welcome or never thought they had a place or had never experienced the library, or maybe they just didn't even know we existed, that sort of thing.
And we just go two by two, that's promenade. So here we go. Then the trick is, at the end of the tune, you get back in your big circle, and the whole thing starts over. All right?
An experienced contra dance caller, Martha Tyner, was pleased to be invited to take part. She says the nature of contra dance is a natural fit for this group.
The point is to do things together and to start at the same time and finish at the same time. And it had other aspects of the structure of it and the sociability of it that appealed to Virginia's goals.
his heart, man. Now your neighbor.
The whole contra dance, square dance, country dance, community dance has always appealed to me just as a way for people to participate. It's active, it's exercise without being competitive.
Although it was Alex Moody's mother, Virginia, who established the monthly dance, at first Alex wasn't too sure he was cut out to be a contra dancer.
Well, in some ways it was tough. It's a bit hard to do. So, yeah, I have to say it's a bit of a stressful thing to do. You have to do a lot of moves, and it's difficult to keep them straight sometimes. Sometimes it can be overwhelming with learning new steps.
Persons with autism can be sensitive to sound or to touch. Eye contact can be too intense. Virginia Moody says they bear that in mind with this group, making the experience adaptable to everyone's needs.
With arm movements, if you don't want to touch, you just don't lift out your arms. Or maybe you want to do one arm, or you'll do one move, not another. Don't have to make eye contact. So we go a little more slowly, and you don't have to make that eye contact if you don't want to. And everybody's just so accommodating with it. And if you get lost, I think all the contra dancers do that. People get lost in the line, and then they pull them back up. And so it's a wonderful community feeling that way.
Contra dancer Ben Harney admits that learning the routines has been a challenge, but he's not daunted.
It can be difficult at times, but it doesn't really matter. I get used to it after the first time.
Because for right now, we're going to do-si-do your partner across the set from you. And then we are.
There's a lot of responsibility on the shoulders of the caller to make the dancers feel comfortable. Martha Tyners had to adjust her style a bit for this group of contra dancers.
It has less to do with the autism than it does with the experience level. This is working more like a workshop. In a regular dance, we'd go ahead and plunge into a dance maybe a little faster. We've been doing it kind of step by step, learning specific figures, going over them enough times that people are familiar with them and know where they're going, rather than just kind of letting them fend for themselves as much as the average dance crowd might. So here we go, from the top. You're going to circle left. And back to the right. And into the middle. Typical contra dances have a lot of partner swings, which is pretty intimate figure. You're close, arm in arm, with somebody. So the one concession I have made for this group, I have not done a partner swing yet. We do a lot of do-si-dos, which take the same amount of time usually, or just a hand turn. And as it has turned out, the participants that have come are not squeamish about taking it. They've been really willing, I think partly because they are well acquainted. And so, you know, it hasn't been an issue.
There's been 12 sessions of the autism-friendly contra dancing so far, and it's already become essential to dancer Philip McGee.
Because it helps me get the rhythm and the grooving down to my body is all I need.
Yes, he came for the dancing, but McGee admits he stays for the music.
It's great because of the fiddle.
And actually, having a live fiddler doing the calling brings a distinct advantage to the dancers. That's according to Martha Tyner.
One advantage and one reason that I play at this is that I can stop and start. We did one with records. At a typical contra dance, we'd have a string band. We'd probably have fiddle, guitar, maybe a banjo player. Partly because, with a small group and because of the kind of workshop approach we're taking, it's just convenient that I can play a phrase and pause and play another phrase and take a pause.
All right, and we're ready to go again. Here we are in your circles.
Mostly it's learning what direction to go, which you're always attached to someone else that helps you do that.
So it's great to be able to turn to a family member or an old friend to help you find your way among the steps. Ben Harney and Alex Moody have been pals for 20 years. Of the two, Harney says he knows who's the better contra dancer.
Probably me, I would think.
His old friend agrees. Sorta. With more practice, Who knows?
In some ways, I would say yes. He knows a lot of dance moves that I don't know very well. I might get into a dance-off.
Regardless of who would win a dance-off, Moody is committed. His mother, Virginia, though, admits that getting folks interested in the monthly contra dance has been a struggle. But things are improving.
We haven't had the enthusiasm from the autism community I'd hoped for. Some do come. When we first started, nobody knew what to do, and they would get very confused and were frustrated. But we found people who've come later, as some of us have adapted, and Martha's learned to do, fine-tuned how she teaches it. They're coming and enjoying it.
Ben Harney has taken it upon himself to help make the monthly event a success.
The first dance, we had a whole bunch of people, and then the second one, we had very little people, so I went around the neighborhood and asked some of the neighbors if they wanted to be a part of the program, because it kind of means a lot to us.
Virginia Moody, as the one who started it all, has a particular vision for the future of the event.
My dream would be this all turns into a big hootenanny, and we bring in dinner and just, could have a whole autism-friendly community activity to do that way, but that may take a few years.
The next autism-friendly contra dance is Thursday, August 15th at 6:30 p.m. at the Normal Public Library. Admission is free and open to everyone. I'm Laura Kennedy.
Looking like a contra dance. I mean, you guys are doing a contra dance. There's no question about it.